KO4HKX.
You're having a good day. I'm just sitting there watching an old gun smoke. And Bernice says it's okay to come by tomorrow. So there, you got the rest of the story.
Good. Appreciate y'all letting me come by. And hope you're enjoying your gun smoke this morning. Hope Miss Bernice is feeling better.
She's been out pulling weeds in the garden. I've been out spraying a few things and trying to spraying some stuff called sedge hammer, and it gets rid of sedge grass out of her garden. And I kept hearing the alarm go off last night, but it just go off once. And generally, if it's a person, it goes off once, and then when they go back the other way, like, you know, Amazon or something, it dings again. And I thought, uh-oh, we got a cat or we got a wabbit. And this morning, when I got up, there was a dead wabbit out in the middle of the road.
Not to worry about him setting your alarm off anymore then, will you?
Annoying, and I kind of figured that's what it was, because it can go off right after dark. And I think he was over there in that weedy garden of Bernice's and enjoying himself. And we've had that before several years ago, but he went to rabbit heaven. We tried to eat it, but it was tougher than a boot. So this one was out there in the road, so I didn't want it to go to waste. It wasn't smunched up very much. So I went out there and put him in a Walmart bag and took him down there and throwed him out in front of the game camera so the wild animals will be, you know, enjoying that and won't go to waste.
That, and it gets the smell away from the house.
Pretty good sized rabbit, and he'd really made a mess out there in the road. It was right out in front of the driveway.
Now that I got my dog gone, I got several rabbits around the house. A bunch of little baby rabbits.
That way.
That they are. And, but they're harder to catch that way, too.
But, yeah, they are. They're usually in a hole when they're hatched out or whatever. And, whenever they come forth, I guess you'd say. But boy, they multiply like maggots, so it's best to get rid of them when you got the chance. I used to love to eat wild rabbits, but I haven't seen that many down here. And I don't bother them if they're out and about. This one was coming up and eating this stuff out of our vegetable garden, so he had to go.
Garden, and he was getting in it. He's getting dispatched. But what kind of rabbit was that you said you hadn't seen down here?
Oh, just regular old wild rabbits. I just haven't seen a whole lot of them. And gosh, they were very prolific up in Kansas. Now, for a few years there, I think the DDT or something killed a lot of them off. But we used to get a slew of them when I was, you know, in high school on that. And, it was after we was married we even got more. And we'd always dress them and freeze them, and they was real good.
Now, there's no shortage of them. Never has been, really, once you get away from the house. But now that, like I said, the dog is gone and she's not running around out of the yard chasing them, and they get no closer to the house. But wife won't let me dispatch them to clean them and eat them.
Two choices, get a new wife or get ate up by the wabbits. And personally, I'd be getting the rabbits, and that's just something. We never had a debate. We had a lot of them when Bernice was going out and visiting her mom. I'd go down rabbit hunting. I'd get 8 or 10 rabbits a lot of times. I had more fond memories of hunting rabbits when I was a kid than I could ever imagine. I used to have a picture of me and Bill Wheeler, and he had a Ford Falcon station wagon, and that tailgate on that thing was stacked about three high all the way across with rabbits. Or was that a mess to clean?
Unfortunately, when you dispatch something like that, and that's when all the work starts, is when it's time to clean them and dress them.
Just 0-2. Yeah, the limit was 10 there at the last, but before that, I don't think there was any limit on them. And we'd go to this gentleman's house and ask him permission to hunt over by Walnut, Kansas. And he had quail there, too. And he was a paraplegic, but he was really, really nice and let us hunt. And we'd go out there when it snowed, you know. And that was fun. And then another place, it was a farmer. It didn't look like a very good place to hunt rabbits, but it was my turn to ask, so I went up and asked him. And he had a whole bunch of Holstein cattle. But he said, you guys don't load your guns till you get out there behind the back fence, which was all 100 yards back. He says, then you can have all the rabbits you want. She'll be glad to get rid of them. And we went out there, and the most fun we had was he had a farmer's junkyard. I mean, old cars, sheets of tin, you name it. And we'd be jumping up and down on that, one of us, without a gun. And then the other one would shoot the rabbits as they come out, Patrick.
Shooting fish in a barrel, right?
Because I didn't like hunting them with a rifle, because if you didn't get them in the head, and up there was a lot of cover, and that was very seldom that you get good shots like that. So we hunted them with a light shot and light loads, and it's 410, something like that. And we'd still go for a headshot, but you could shoot them on the run. Oh, that was a ball.
I used to do that over at my grandfather's place. 410's pretty good gun for doing that right there. That way you got a little bit of a tight pattern on it, and you can, don't have to worry too much about what all you got to pick out of it.
Quite correct. Almost all of them I ever seen were full choke. I never seen anything that was different. I had my grandpa's 410, and he made a front sight on it out of a half of a copper penny, I'll never forget. But it was an old Stevens. And my cousin broke the dang stock on it one day, and so I give it to a friend of mine up in Kansas before we left, and I knew that he'd just make a stock for it, if nothing else, and he did. But at least somebody else is enjoying it, that's still hunting now.
I think I'm going to try to do me a little bit of deer hunting this fall. So I don't know if I'm going to join the club back down here in McCormick or just hunt up on my property.
Up here, just down below the garage there, eating out of Bernice's flower garden the other night. I mean, it was close. Another day, I walked out the basement door, and lo and behold, there was one in the flower garden again. So I tossed a firecracker at that one that was in the dark, just a little firecracker. He ain't been back, and that seemed to do the job. But there was another one eating his strawberry patch one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning, and the chicken alarm went off. And so I tossed a regular old, they look like M80s, but they're just inch and a half firecrackers. Excuse me. I tossed one of those out, and it just looked at me, Patrick, and he stood there. So I hurried up and got another one, tossed it out the window. And that time it took off, but it just barely went around behind the tin barn there out in the open. We're just grazing away. So I'll give it a little more incentive behind its heels there to get the heck out of Dodge. That time it left.
Well, Tom, I am pulling into my next stop, so I might have to jump out of here. That was my drive between Traveler's Rest and Bria, so take your ride along with me, keeping me company. And I hope you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon. If I don't talk to you again, I will definitely see you tomorrow afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Okay, Patrick. Looking forward to it. And there was a real nice guy come by yesterday, and he wanted to look at my Generac, and then I showed him my antennas and that. And, he lives about 5 minutes up there around Lake Robinson from us. Really, really enjoyed him coming over. His name's Jim. And I can't remember the end of his calls. KO4, I think TSX or something. But terrific guy. He's required, but he still works some on the side. And, I won't say what he did before that. Real, real quality individual. Really enjoyed him. That was a lot of fun. One of the few that's ever said they're going to come over and really did. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX and 0GR73.